Hello, music lovers and followers of the female artist, Camila Cabello. We're talking about the song Never Be the Same. This time around, we're going to flip it a little bit. We're going to talk about her lyrics, which is one of the things that stands out as she's talking about love. But what we're talking about today is we're talking about the love that women have for their male or female pastors, which shouldn't be. So we're talking about what's planted into you. And we're going to go down the line about the lyrics that she said in detail. But no, I am King Stevion with the Church of Truth and Spirit. I'm here to give you sound doctrine. I'm here to give you proof, precept upon precept. This is the seed that I am giving you, which is the Word of God. If y'all got any questions, make sure you email us at cityside2006@gmail.com. If you got any complaints, any questions, anything, we'll be free to answer them. If I can't answer them, I have a brother or some brothers in Christ that will answer them for you. Now let's get right on in. The track is called Never Be the Same, again by Camila Cabello, and it says something must be gone wrong in her brain. She goes on to say that in her veins she had these chemicals, and how she was feeling is pain. And she all goes on to say that she wanted to let go of the wheel, but it's a bullet lane, meaning it's fast. She was seeing red. I hold my thoughts to myself until the end. And she ain't thinking straight. There's blurred lines. This person intoxicates her. Now notice that she's talking about what, I guess, love or whatever. But this is the same thing going on in the churches today, folks, with the pastors. You know, they're in love with their pastor and they believe anything these so-called farmers or leaders say. Okay, so this is why I'm referencing this to the love that this woman is talking about, because a lot of the people in church, they fall in love with their pastor and they forget about Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus, Emmanuel, and God. So it goes on to say, it's just like nicotine, heroin, and morphine. Then all of a sudden she's a fiend and you're all they need. Yep. And then the hook goes on to say that she's a sucker for the way that this person moves, and says she tried to run, but it was useless. I'm looking at this, and it says, just one hit of that person, she'll never be the same. But what I say and interject right there, if you get one hit of Christ, you will never be the same. One true hit. Now, it goes on to say again, it repeats itself, she's a sucker by the way this person move. It's useless if she try to run, and this person's to blame. So, and it repeats. So I'm going to go on and jump in. What's going on today in today's churches? This goes for all you women, all you so-called pastors, leaders, leaders of the blind is what I'm going to call y'all. The word tells us in the book of Isaiah that every precept should be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little.
Every precept should be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little.
Okay, so since that's true, we're going to talk about the seed that these false leaders are planting. They're saying that a woman can teach a man. They're saying that the spirit that fell upon all the women, so now they can preach. But that's not what the scripture reads. And I'm not going to read those scriptures line for line, but when you get a chance, make sure you go look it up about, women not teaching a man and, the spirit falling upon him. Cause remember that came from the book of Joel, and it was also, recited in Acts 2 in the upper room when, the Holy Spirit fell upon these people and they were moved. So in that scripture, it also reads that the women would prophesy, not teach. So remember, if we add or take away from God's word in the book of book of Revelation and the book of Deuteronomy, Revelations tell us that your name will be blotted out of the book of life. So if you add anything, which you just added teaching, then your name will be blotted out of the book of life. Precept upon precept. Come on. Luke 8 and 5 through 11, we're going to start with that because we're talking about these seeds that they are planting upon these women. It says right here in 8 and 5, it starts to say, a sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it sprung up, it withered away, because it lacked moisture. Now, I'm going to pause right there and interject. So those that are, and I hope you follow me, that are planted, okay, know that a seed has to have moisture or some type of water. So in the spirit realm, I'm going to tell you how you get that moisture. Everything that goes down comes back up. We know that. Because remember, the word tells us, let things be on earth as they are in heaven. So if I plant riches here and store riches here, which is the spiritual things, it'll be stored up in heaven. And anytime I need anything from heaven, all I do is ask my Father through the mediator, Christ Jesus, and it will happen. So, if you need some type of moisture, you need to surround yourself with those that are of Christ. Okay, because the anointing has fell on them, the rain has fell upon them, so they're wet. They have that living water. You're just a seed. You don't have that yet. But by being around those who are wet, who are soaking wet in the everlasting water that Christ gave, you will have what? Moisture. So I just wanted to interject that into you for those that do not know. And so we go on and say, and some fell among thorns, and thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And others fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit on an hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Now, so what I'm talking about in Luke 8, 5 through 11, if I go straight to 11, it says, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. So, he gave this to them because he kind of knew that they wouldn't understand, so he gave it to them in parables. And if we imitate Christ, then it's our job to do the same thing, which is to give in parables. I was telling someone else that. They said, where does it say that at? Well, it says to imitate Christ. And everything that he do, we do. And notice also, when he did his work, he said we will do greater works. So we'll be even doing better things. So remember that. So we go down to Matthew chapter 13 and 24. It talks about the good seed parable, and I'm gonna go briefly over that for you. 13 and 24 starts and says, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which soweth good seed in his field, but while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went this way. Okay, so I'm going to pause right there. You can read all that in your spare time. So what I want to jump right in and tell you is that there are good people in the world. Okay, like one woman might not believe that she can preach to a man or teach a man. And then you have a pastor that come along and takes his wife or his daughter or somebody in the congregation and says, hey, I'm going to make you an apostle. I'm going to make you a bishop. Now, that person just sold a tear. Okay? And now, he may thought he sold some wheat, but he didn't sow that. And that also makes the wheat seed choked out. Okay? So, you gotta be careful with who you're around. Remember what I was just telling you about being around people that is of God, who is raining with the everlasting water, you will get moisture and you grow good? Well, in this case, by you being around somebody who planted bad seed, okay, on bad ground, then what happens in that case is clear. They die.